out of the way. There we go. Now, if you are a boy or a girl, if you could come up the front, that would be wonderful. It'd be really helpful because there's some things I want to show you and there's some things I need help with. So if you are a young boy or girl, please come up the front and take a seat here. Excellent. Thank you very much for coming. What I would like is four volunteers. Lana, Esther, come on. And let's go. You, come and give us a hand. Okay. Now, boys and girls, I know that you spent a lot of this morning opening up presents and unwrapping hockey sticks and titanium watches and rainbow unicorn rubber ducks. But I haven't opened any of my presents yet. In fact, I've brought them with me in a slightly narcissistic mood because I thought that we could open up all of my presents in front of everyone. You could all look at me. But actually, you guys can help me. Can you open my presents for me?
Yeah.
Is that all right? Okay, we're going to do it one at a time. So you can go first. Can you open that one for me? What is it?
Toothpaste.
It's toothpaste. Hooray. I'll take that. Toothpaste. You've got to be grateful, haven't you? It's toothpaste, thank you. Can you open that one for me? What is it? What have we got? What is it? Oh, it's mouthwash! Hooray! They get better. Okay, Lana. Can you open that one for me? It's only a little one. Great. What have we got there?
Some floss.
Dental floss. There's a pattern emerging. And last one, Esther, if you could do that one, that would be great. What have we got? What is it, Esther? It's chewing gum. Please take a seat. Boys and girls, I think somebody is trying to tell me something. Quite possibly I have very bad breath. These are very revealing gifts. This is a problem. Sometimes gifts can be really revealing. And I don't know if you noticed it in today's passage that Daisy just read out for us. But there's a line in it, which, as you stop and start thinking about it, doesn't initially sound like good news. Let me read to you what the angels say to the shepherds. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you." Now, that doesn't sound like it should bring me great joy, because the need of a saviour implies that I need saving, in much the same way that a gift of toothpaste and mouthwash and dental floss and chewing gum implies that I have bad breath. Actually, needing a saviour is actually quite troubling. The gift of a saviour, in that sense, is quite troubling. But the truth is, the Bible is very clear that we all need saving because we are all sinners. And sin is all the times when we go, "Shove off God, I'm in charge, no to you and your rules." The Bible says that we all do that, and because we all do that, we all need saving. Some gifts can be incredibly revealing. But actually, that revealing gift changes depending on who's given it to us. Let me explain to you what I mean. The name tag changes everything. So if I had opened up these presents of toothpaste and mouthwash and dental floss and chewing gum, and the label on the gifts said, "From your little brother Harry," I might assume it was all part of some mean joke. But actually, if I opened up those gifts and they said, "From your loving wife Sarah" on them, well, that changes everything. My brother might be being mean, he probably is. But my wife loves me and she cares for me. And if she's giving me gifts that I need, well, she's doing that out of love. She's not just pointing out a problem, she's helping me. And the wonderful thing is, God doesn't just tell us that we need a saviour, he gives us a saviour. Jesus was born in a manger. Jesus was stable. Jesus did grow up to become a man. He did live 30-odd years on this earth. He did die on the cross to save me from my sin. So not only is the gift of Jesus incredibly revealing, it's also incredibly loving. Because God doesn't just tell me I need a saviour, he gives me a saviour. So this year at Christmas, we remember that incredibly revealing gift of a saviour, and we remember that incredibly loving gift of a saviour. Let me pray, and then I'll hand back to Steve. So I want you to put your hands together. Sit up straight, eyes closed, and we'll talk to God. Father God, thank you so much that your gift to us at Christmas is revealing. Thank you that it tells us we need a Saviour. And Father God, thank you that your gift is loving, that Jesus is that Saviour, that he did come and he did grow up and he did die on the cross for us. Thank you so much for Jesus. Amen.